League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So this is in the news.
The FAA starting a fact-finding mission from the public to establish a minimum standard for seat size, a subject essentially unregulated since the 70s.
The one thing we know is that the seat sizes on planes are very, very small.
Yeah, it's just gotten smaller and smaller. But this is interesting. You know what? So when you brought this up to me yesterday, I didn't realize that they were actually just they're talking about regulating this. So usually the FAA like makes a decision. And then they put out what they call like an update or whatever. And it's really a recommendation. The airlines don't necessarily have to follow these things most of the time.
Yeah.
So this is different. That sounds like that's a little bit different. Like they're going to change a regulation.
Mm-hmm.
We have people getting bigger and the seats getting smaller. And people are being squeezed and squeezed and squeezed.
I mean, it's true. Think about the last time you got on a plane. I mean, I would say I'm average for a woman size. Average size. And when I sit there, all I keep thinking is, like, my hips are right up against, like, both sides.
Yeah.
Like, anybody that is a little bit bigger, like, how do you fit in that seat? It's almost demoralizing in a lot of ways.
It's really uncomfortable. And, you know, the other thing is, like, the other seat is right in front of you. So, yeah. You know, all your tension, I don't care if you're somebody that gets claustrophobic or not, but, you know, all your tension is accelerated and amped up that, you know, you're in a tight spot.
This week, the FAA hopes to start seeking comment from passengers about the minimum dimensions of passenger seats necessary for safety.
So I thought that was interesting. So what they're doing, it's a 3-month period for the public to weigh in on the size of the seats on airplanes, and then they're going to establish this minimum standard. Do you really need 3 months for people to tell you that the seats are too small?
What's amazing here is, though, like legally, they're opening this up for everybody to do this. But you know what will happen is over 3 months, Eight people are gonna submit an answer, right? And three of them will be handwritten letters that go to the wrong mailbox somewhere because nobody does this when they're given the opportunity. Nobody goes to public hearings. They just don't show up.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody, okay, ready? Raise your hand right now if you think the airplane seats are too small. Raise your hand.
Right.
Raise your hand.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. You know what? We're good. Yes, please make them a little bit bigger. Give us back a couple inches so we can feel better about ourselves and not be sitting on the person next to us. But I was thinking, Raven, we should take these 3-month period where the FAA is taking suggestions and open it up to everything they could fix on the plane.
Anything that they could fix on the plane whatsoever.
Yeah. Like if they're listening to us, let them listen to us.
Yeah.
What else needs to be fixed on the plane besides the fact that the seats are too small?
Well, I need to fix the fact that somebody always wants to stop and have a conversation with the flight attendant when you're boarding onto the plane. Everybody is standing on the gateway trying to get onto the plane. And this person wants to talk to them about where's the best place for me to eat when I go into this town. The flight attendant doesn't know. They fly in and out of the town that you are going to 4 times a day. They don't actually go there and hang out. They don't live there.
Mm-hmm.
Move on with your life.
I want to complain and issue a formal complaint about the overhead compartment.
Okay.
Because everybody goes in there and then they immediately shove all their stuff in there.
Yeah.
And you can never, if you're the last boarding person.
Yes.
What are you supposed to do? Now you have to sit 7,000 feet away from your luggage that's over your overhead compartment. And then you can't get up because you have to have your seatbelt the whole time. You don't know what's going on 7 miles away with your stuff.
Well, you know how they fix that?
How?
They actually do the job at the gate and make sure that people only board during the group that they're actually supposed to board in. Because this is a problem every time I go to get on a plane. Like you're trying to go on a vacation or something nice and you get there and it's just all so tense. They're calling gate number 29 and they want group number 2 there, but everybody on the plane gets up at once and goes to the gate. Come on.
Here's the thing. If the FAA wants to hear your opinion, let's give it to them. 1-800-330-9999. What do they need to fix on the planes? What would you change on a plane? 1-800-330-9999. The FAA is beginning a 3-month period for the public to weigh in on the size of seats on airplanes. because they want to establish a minimum standard, as if they need 3 months for us to tell them the seats are too small. Make them bigger, please.
Yeah, I mean, the seats are small. But you know what? That's not the only problem with the seats, too, Anna. Like, how about the angle of the seats? Mm. Like, you get in the seat, and it feels like it's leaning you forward.
So upright.
Or it's right. Like, yes. There's no angle to it whatsoever. It's miserable. And then people get upset that you recline or whatever. Like, I need to. My back doesn't work that way.
If you're going to take 3 months to listen to the public talk about the seats, you know what? We're going to chime in. So we're going to talk about all the things that should be changed on a plane. We asked around the office what should be changed.
Better snacks, better drinks, more drinks, something good, a steak, an actual good steak.
Can you imagine all of a sudden they start serving you filet?
You're never going to get a good steak on a plane. I mean, there's not a kitchen. There's a microwave.
But they could probably figure out a pizza. Would it be so hard to get a pizza over here in Ilios? Something?
Yeah. I mean, I got to tell you, the last time I did have a meal on a plane, it was actually pretty good. But I had like six Tito's and yeah.
Right. It wasn't good. It was the six Tito's.
I mean, it might have been. It could have been.
You should just have like open seating, lounge chairs, couches. Just I hate sitting in the seat, locked in the seat.
Should be lounges.
Yeah. That's so. So 12 people want the same chair in one corner of the plane. I don't know about that one, man. He's thinking like the 70s where there's a bar upstairs.
I want to be able to take a nap. So maybe, I don't know, lay me down.
Good. Yep.
So I did actually see this, that there's some airlines that are considering putting in bunk beds in the back in certain spots. And I've always wanted to take an international flight just so that I can get on one that's long enough that they have the lie flat seats.
Yeah.
Oh, those look awesome.
Honestly, if you could open windows, that would be so nice. I know you can't. That's obviously not a thing. But if you could, just get a nice little fresh air in there, moving around, that would be really nice.
Does anybody trust a plane that you can open the windows?
I don't trust that person. Whoever that person is, I want to know who that is from the office because I'm never getting on a plane with them.
I feel like it's so stinky. I feel like it's too stuffy in there.
Well, they have those vents, but the truth of the matter is those vents never work. They're either full blowing you in the face at 100 miles per hour, or they're doing absolutely nothing. There's never like a medium for them to work correctly.
Well, I mean, it's recycled air. So either way, so if the plane stinks, it's going to continue to stink throughout that. It's not going to change that.
Karina, what would you change on a plane?
I think we should get bigger tables because there's never enough room for everything.
But you bring a lot of stuff, huh? Like, a lot of stuff?
No, it's like, you just need bigger tables for things.
So you could then bring more stuff.
An iPad, 3 stuffed animals, iPhone.
Okay. Right.
A Coca-Cola.
All the necessary stuff.
Hey, Brandy, what should they fix on the plane?
The seatbelt length. I sat next to a person. I felt so bad for her. She brought her own seatbelt extender so she could fit the buckle around her.
Wow.
Yeah, that's screwed up.
It is.
On the other hand, I don't need 3 extra feet of seatbelt if I'm, you know, smaller size, too. So maybe they should just be ready with the extensions. But, you know, the seat should be a realistic size in general.
They should also clean the seatbelts. Remember that one time when Dakota was sucking on the seatbelt because I took my eyes off her for 1 second?
That's disgusting.
And I wanted to die.
Ew.
Yeah.
You know, if we're correcting things on planes, if we could correct flight attendant behavior, that would be good, too.
Why?
They're confrontational, man. They are. Don't act like they're not. They're confrontational.
Maybe
now.
Just with you. I think it's your tone of voice. I never have a problem.
My tone of voice. Okay.
Powered by Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.